This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, KMUW book reviewer Suzanne Tobias embraces the changing seasons with a guilty pleasure.
Springtime inspires me to sweep out the garage, strip the flannel sheets off the bed, and exchange all those bulky coats and sweaters for t-shirts and flip-flops. And that's when I gleefully grab mind candy novels like Daisy Jones and the Six, the latest from author Taylor Jenkins Reid. Set in the sex, drugs, and rock and roll culture of the 1970s, the novel begins with L.A. it girl Daisy Jones, who sneaks into clubs, sleeps with rock stars, and dreams of singing at the Whiskey A Go-Go. With a gritty voice like Janis Joplin's, Daisy eventually joins The Six, an up-and-coming rock band led by the brooding Billy Dunn. What follows is a mockumentary-style history of the band and its journey to a final concert in the summer of 79. The novel reads like an episode of VH1's Behind the Music, written in dialogue from interviews with the various characters. The technique could run the risk of feeling disjointed or gimmicky, but Reid manages to make her novel come alive with scenes that put you smack in the middle of that bell-bottomed era. I had to keep reminding myself it was fiction, in fact. I kept wanting to Google the band to see their faces, listen to the music, and check out Daisy and Billy on the cover of Rolling Stone. The novel's only weakness is an anticlimactic and somewhat cheesy revelation toward the end, but even that doesn't sway me from singing its praises. Reese Witherspoon has already snapped up the rights to Daisy Jones and plans to co-produce a 13-episode series with Amazon Prime. Overall, the novel reads like guilty pleasure television, a voyeuristic story of love, loss, passion, and addiction, all centered on a free-spirited singer-songwriter who refuses to be anybody else's muse. Find a spot in the sunshine and dive right in. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Tobias.